Every May, thousands of music lovers from around the world flock to the Czech capital for the Czech Republic's biggest and most renowned classical music festival, the Prague Spring. 2006 will be no exception, featuring some of the world's leading orchestras, ensembles and soloists at impressive venues like Prague's Rudolfinum, the Bertranka or the Municipal House. Tickets went on sale this week. For an idea of what the 61st Prague Spring has to offer, we spoke to the festival's director, Roman Bielor.
What will be new, or what will be maybe a bit strange, is the beginning of the festival itself, because it starts on the 11th of May, and during the years we have created the tradition of the beginning on the 12th of May, because the 12th of May is the anniversary of Smetana's death, and the symbolism of this beginning is a symbol of continuity of the Czech music. But in 2006 we will start one day earlier to commemorate the very first concert of the festival in 1946 that was played on 11th of May. So this is something new. So the program of the festival is a replique of the original one, and we will hear the overture in C major by Josef Bohuslav Förster. Then we will have on the program the Station of the Cross by Otakar Ostrčil and Dvořák's Symphony No. 7. Special is the visit of the Vienna Philharmonic, one of the best, maybe the best among symphonic bodies of the world, and we are very pleased to have them at the festival with Zubin Mehta, and we are very happy that the concert of the Vienna Philharmonic includes compositions by Mozart and Mahler, because these two composers are symbolizing cultural connections between Austria and Czech lands. Feel that it's time to start with a new segment of the festival. This is a, I would say, concentrated presentation of individual musical cultures. And of course, the first choice is Slovakia, because of many reasons. Czech and Slovak cultures are closely connected for 200 years, or maybe longer, because of course there are reminiscences from 8th and 9th century, of course, and languages are close one to another, and we have grown together for decades, and I would say that Czech and Slovak culture belong one to another, and we want to present it as a symbol, and all years finishing by 6 are concentrating important Slovak musical anniversary, so we have decided to make it in 2006. Thank you.
Next year, the Prague Spring will extend beyond the borders of the Czech capital to the former Jewish ghetto Terezín, where in the years 1941 to 1945, 150,000 European Jews were held, most of whom did not survive the war. While inside the ghetto, 150 prisoners managed to put together 16 performances of Verdi's Requiem under fellow prisoner Rafael Schechter. Inspired by this extraordinary achievement, which helped to preserve at least a semblance of normal life under appalling conditions, U.S. conductor Murray Sidlin decided to blend Verdi's masterpiece with images of Terezín and narratives from surviving members of the Terezín chorus to produce a work he calls Defiant Requiem, Verdi in Terezín. Jan Munk is the director of the Terezín Memorial, which co-organized the performance, which will be free of charge at Terezín's Municipal Riding School on May 21st.
It was a very moving story from Terezín. Memories are shown of survivors who took part in the music life in Terezín, and simply it is commemorating Rafael Schechter and also the normal people who tried to prepare this concert and were trained by Rafael Schechter.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the program, tickets to the Prague Spring went on sale at the beginning of this week. They're selling out fast, but you can still make reservations on the internet. You can either visit the festival's official website at www.festival.cz or the network that distributes the tickets for the festival. Their website is at www.ticketpro.cz. For the first time in the festival's history, people who buy tickets online will not have to pick them up or wait for them to be delivered. They can be printed out with the barcodes on home computers.